on tight for the next hour. You're entering into a place, a zone called the alternative to the alternative media. It's a place, a special place, where even truth seekers fear to tread.
Fine, people, let's move like you've got a purpose.
Affirmative.
Okay, welcome back to the Greg Anthony Show here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com on this Tuesday, January 11th, 2022. Hope you're doing well today, and we're going to continue since the first of the year. I recommend you go back to some of my shows. You can get them on First Amendment here, or go to my website at GregAnthony'sJournal.wordpress.com. And the reason is I started out with the same topic, and for the next month or so, we're going to be going over the lost history of the world. And basically, it's a huge subject. I started on it maybe 20 years ago, did a poor job, but now retracing my steps and really getting to the bottom of what the hell is going on. We've been lied to so many times. I think my listeners understand it, and we can always think of a new one every day we wake up. But we're kind of centering on how they've lied to us about everything that God has created. And for those of you who have doubts about God, just think about this. It's really not important what you believe, but it's what the rulers of evil, it's what the satanic cabal believes. And if they believe in Lucifer, then they have to believe in God. And they're bent on destroying every beautiful thing he created, from our earth to us, to all the animals, to the sky, to the stars. They're even trying to get through, batter the firmament. Yes, they've been trying to break that down. Oh, I hope they don't. I think God's got that well protected. But anyway, we're going to look at what they're doing and talk about it in the terms of the Great Reset. That's what you've heard now. And there's been many more in the past. And some of them take us back to the antediluvian period. Others take us back to the 18th century, 19th century. And right now, we're discussing maybe one of the biggest lies that the satanic cabal has ever launched upon mankind, making us live in this kind of fantasy world without most people even knowing. And hopefully this show will bring you through that narrow gate, because I think you realize right now you have to make a choice, a path. Choose the right one, not the wrong one, because you can innocently follow the devil right to hell. And that's where they're taking everybody. So anyway, let's talk about the North Pole a little bit. We're halfway through a video created by a guy I find interesting. He goes by the name of E. War Anon. And I recommend you look him up. And you can see a lot of the video images that may help you to understand what he's talking about. Now, the lost history of the North Pole is interesting, because it could be the center of everything, the center of electromagnetism, what makes our world function. And like I said the other day, if you have minor disagreements in Bible interpretation, if you don't jive with some of the things he says, let's put it in our bag of tricks, so to speak, and kind of put it as a theory and measure it up with everything else. And what is makes sense to you, then at least you know you've exhausted maybe the subject. But to point blank say, oh, I can't believe this, really is a mark of ignorance, because I think you have to listen to opposing views to understand what the hell the truth is. And it's not easy to uncover when the cabal has basically erased history. And I use that quote Napoleon once said. He said that history is nothing more than a compilation of agreed-upon lies. And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about who are these people that agreed upon it, and why do they have to lie about everything? If the North Pole, and we're going to just center on that, there's many, many other things we talked about, and we'll get to those later in the week. If there is a big rock, a black rock at the center, and it's as it's described in Genesis, why would they hide it? Why? It's the big question. And I think by studying the antediluvian period, by going into the Bible, it's not an ordinary book. And We've talked about that in the past, and it has a wealth of information that will help you uncover this deceit, get to the bottom of it, even if at the end of it we're still left with questions, because they put everything in plain sight for the eyes to see, but most people are blinded and don't see it. Well, let's see what Iwar Anand has to say. I've got about half the video to play today. We played 35 minutes yesterday, and I recommend you go see it. You go look at it afterwards, and you can find it. Just go Google Ewaranon 13, episode 13, and you can find it. Okay, we're going to start here, and we left off yesterday where he was telling us that, and many of you know this, that Hollywood movies really tell us a lot about what their hidden cabal, this satanic cabal, has in store for us, or it's really in plain sight and no one sees it. Here we go.
There are a select few of these movies that are highly satanic and Masonic. The Truman Show is a metaphor for our programmed deception living under the dome. Rosemary's Baby, Monsters, Inc., and Eyes Wide Shut all depict the elite cult of Satanism and the practices of Moloch, child sacrifice, and adrenochrome harvesting. The Matrix is an obvious metaphor of humanity's slave status. The Matrix itself being the programmed deception cast upon humanity, who have no clue to the true nature of their reality. But there is another film, probably the most Masonic of them all, The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy's journey through the land of Oz. Notice the red shoes. Do you remember what Macaulay Culkin said about the red shoes? Dorothy and her unlikely band of friends must follow the yellow brick road to the Emerald City to ask the wizard if she can be sent home. The author, Lyman Frank Baum, developed maps for his land of Oz. Does this remind you of something? Four lands or continents surrounding the central Emerald City. Just like the North Pole in Mercator's map. Look at the representation of the Emerald City in the film. Look at the domed halo surrounding the city. Much like the halo we see with representations of Christ. But does it remind you of something? Look closer. Columns. Basalt columns. The magnetic tree of life at the center, also cut down in our history. The Emerald City. What else emits an emerald green glow? The Aurora Borealis. The Northern Lights. Look at the yellow brick road in the film. A swirl to the center. A whirlpool of sorts. Somewhere over the rainbow. The rainbow again. The Bifrost Bridge from Norse mythology. A path between heaven and earth. Between Midgard and Asgard. Bifrost means the swaying road to heaven. In Islam, it is called Al-Sirat. The narrow bridge people must pass in order to enter paradise. Look at the ancient Siam city in Thailand. This is supposed to be a recreation of Sumeru Mountain. Look at the bridge you have to cross on your journey. And what about the whirlpool at the center? Makeda described it as a filter funnel. Norse mythology labels it as Vergelmir, or the world's well. Could there really be a whirlpool opening in the center of Earth, caused by the magnetic tree of life in which the oceans flow down into? Paul the Deacon, an 8th century Benedictine monk, wrote that where the ocean extends without bounds is that very deep abyss of waters which we commonly call the ocean's navel. It is said twice a day to suck the waves into itself and to spew them out again. By the whirlpool of which we have spoken, it is asserted that ships are often drawn in with such rapidity. Gerald of Wales, royal clerk to King Henry II, wrote, "Not far from the islands towards the north, there is an astonishing whirlpool in the sea, towards which there is a set current of the waves from all quarters, until, pouring themselves into nature's secret recesses, they are swallowed up, as if it were, in the abyss." In the Historia Norwegiae, an anonymous 12th century Norwegian monk describes the exact same phenomenon. "The greatest of all whirlpools is to be found there, which engulfs the strongest ships. There is a very deep abyss in the earth itself, and alongside it are open-mouthed caverns containing winds. These winds draw to them the waters of the sea through hidden passages in the earth. They shut them up in the vaults of the abyss. The powerful source of magnetism offers some suggestion as to how this central vortex on Earth actually works. Not only is water diamagnetic and will resist gaining proximity to the magnetic mountain, creating an opening, but also a powerful magnetic source and a powerful central axis mundi would generate a strong electromagnetic field or electromagnetic stream. This takes the form of a toroidal electromagnetic field. Even in their heliocentric lie, they acknowledge that the Earth's magnetic field is toroidal, or shaped like a torus. The name Makeda, or Makator, produces the seven-letter anagram Creator, or Creator, Tor, Toroidal, or Torus. The source of the toroidal magnetic field lies at the center, or the bull's eye, the bull, the torus. Do you see how they have corrupted the torus by making it synonymous with the horned animal? The toroidal electromagnetic field is a stream of all vibration, frequency, and energy on our flat plane. A constant dance of the above and the below, with our earthly plane in the center. The toroidal field draws the oceans in at the central axis mundi vortex. As the water is drawn into the center of the earth, it keeps going and is most likely drawn out again at the perimeters of Antarctica. Hence, that is why there is so much ice. It freezes because there is not much sunlight at the outer perimeters of flat Earth. The ice has always melted at a constant rate, and this has been used recently to fuel the climate change hoax by the satanic cabal. This central vortex at the North Pole would also suggest the possible existence of the biblical Great Deep and offer some clues to the existence of water above the firmament, all of which are outside of our perception's grasp and have been hidden from us. As absurd as this constant recycling of water sounds, the same process is happening right now inside of your body and never stops. Blood is pumped from the body into the right atrium and then is drawn up into the more central right valve to the lungs, which oxygenates the blood and pumps it into the left atrium at the heart's periphery, which is then drawn up into the central left valve back into the body. Speaking of the stars in the firmament, Enoch said that we shall err and take them to be gods. All planets in the fake solar system are named after false gods, such as Mars, Saturn, and Mercury. All of them apart from Earth. Earth is an interesting word, one of its kind. It is an anagram of heart. Look at the electromagnetic field of the human heart. It is a toroid. Look at the apple. It is the same shape as the toroid. What fruit did Satan tempt Eve with in the garden, the center of the earth? Hidden in plain sight, as above, so below, the microcosm and the macrocosm. What lies inside of Earth at this central vortex? Who knows? But it could explain the phenomena of the auroras at the poles. Perhaps the mysterious green light is atmospheric light coming from inner Earth, or the light emitted at the junction between realms. The word Aurora Borealis is very similar to the word Ouroboros, the serpent eating its own tail. A satanic symbol we see used over and over again. Many have speculated that the Ouroboros symbolizes the ice ring at Antarctica. Oro comes from the ancient Greek meaning for tail, and boros comes from the ancient Greek meaning for swallow. Boros is also very similar linguistically to Boreas, god of the north wind. The Ouroboros is also present in the Norse cosmology, circling the center. The Bible referred to it as Leviathan, a creature with no mate, its tail placed inside of its mouth. It signifies how the North Pole and the Antarctic ice ring meet in the continual, infinite recycling of the oceans, caused by the flow of energy from a toroidal electromagnetic field. It also symbolizes the continual dance between good and evil. The good being the Arctic North Pole and the evil being Antarctica. The ant prefix of Antarctica is precisely the same prefix used to signify opposition and being against. The Arctic is Christ, and Antarctica is the Antichrist. So many of the satanic elite are obsessed with Antarctica. In the mythologies, it is only the pure of heart that can enter the North Pole Center, Hyperborea, the Emerald City, the Garden of Eden. And we see this motif play out over and over again in their satanic mocking of our ignorance, while they continually lead us further and further away from knowing the truth, keeping us rooted to giving our energy to their
satanic cult. Okay, Greg Anthony back, and we're going to finish that up in the second half hour. But anyway, I've got a couple minutes, and the thing that strikes me with what I've heard so far is I know a lot of people, and I checked a lot of comments regarding his videos, which are spread out all over the place. So his channel has been taken down. Is that many people will just dismiss what he said, the technical aspects, as impossible. But yet, these are the same people that will believe everything that NASA tells them without doing any kind of checking at all. So I think what we need to do is basically use some common sense, check out all historical records, check out exactly how the heliocentric method is taught to us in school, as well as check out everything you can about NASA. Now, luckily, for the past 10 or 15 years, I've been doing that. And let me tell you something. I have no faith in anything that they say. Based on common sense, I really don't see how this planet can be whizzing around, and they use that 666 number. That's about the speed, you know, 66 million miles an hour. Check out the numbers. It's all a hoax, I believe. And I think we need to get to the truth behind why they have been lying to us. The why is the key. I think today's world tells you a little bit. We'll talk about that in the second half hour as well. And then after we finish up on this mysterious North Pole and how they've basically covered it up. The last time you probably thought about it, maybe not, but many people, is when you realize Santa Claus wasn't for real. Remember that? And then you don't give it a second thought. But anyway, back in 3 minutes on the Greg Anthony Show here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
Visit CrossTheBorder.org, C-R-O-S-S, CrossTheBorder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the third temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn, the Jewish people are eager, Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the third temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a re-established Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.
The following program is labeled dangerous and off-limits by the supreme Jesuit command, but stand tall, people. Listen up, and you may just learn something.
Oh, dear Lord Jesus, this ain't happening, man. This can't be happening, man. This ain't happening.
Okay, we're quickly back for the second half hour on the Greg Anthony Show here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com. And we'll get back to E-War Anon's great video here. I call it a great video because it really opens up your mind. And behind the scenes, I'm trying to find him. And also, I found a couple comments that he has given to people who have commented about his videos. And, you know, you always have to go to the source and find out, you know, how he came up with a lot of this information that many people will overlook. He's obviously a very intelligent person and has a good scientific background, and I really appreciate that. The one thing he mentioned, and I said this maybe 25 years ago or longer when I was in Rome, is that to piece together history, I'd love to get in the Vatican archives. 53 miles of books from the centuries lost. So you wonder why I've mentioned in the past the head of the snake, the head of the Luciferian snake is right there in Rome. And when I found out, being born a Catholic, that the Vatican hierarchy was Luciferian and their intentions weren't good, I first asked the question, why? And basically that why has been playing out for years. One world order, one world religion, a controlled world where you have no rights and you're going to love it. But anyway, they do it slowly. They've done this in the past. This is not the first great reset. They're using medical tyranny. And as we move forward, after we finish up on the North Pole, which I find interesting, we're going to go back to the antediluvian period, talk a little bit about what was in the Bible, as well as other cultures talking about the Great Flood and what our world might have been like back then, because you know we've been given a distorted view of most everything. And in one of his videos, he did mention, boy, maybe we could find a lot of these questions, excuse me, out if we could open up the Vatican archives. And I think he's right. I remember when I was there, the scandals that were going on were worldly scandals, and I couldn't believe the cardinals and the priests and the bishops and everyone, the Jesuit order, were involved in this kind of deceit. And I looked deeper and deeper and deeper. And what got me started, just if you haven't listened to my show, was I was working for the American newspaper at the time as an editor, as well as doing some freelance writing. And I was in a terrorist bombing attack right before Ronald Reagan came to Rome. And I was about 10 seconds from really understanding what the hell is out there after we die. But anyway, I was spared. And the story you still can find on the Internet. But anyway, that got me thinking on what is going on here. And it was the time of when terrorism was being tested in Italy to spread it worldwide. And there were many bombings in American places during that period of time. But anyway, it got to me to thinking, where does this come from? And I put two and two together, and it was most likely an inside job. And then I started to say, we have to bring together the spiritual and the political, and they all work together in this satanic cabal. And I think we've been proven right over the years. Through those years, we've had to deal with a lot of controlled opposition, Alex Jones being one. I used to work on that radio station and work closely with those people, others along the way. And it's not an easy process. And we go through it all the time. For example, with what we're doing now, I'm sure we'll go through that same process. I'm trying to check. I'm not calling E-War on a controlled opposition. But you have to have that there to kind of say, okay, listen, this is good information. Why is he bringing it out? Is it for good intentions? He does mention that in one of his videos. But anyway, even I, you know, the information I brought over the years, there have been many times people have asked the same question. Is he controlled opposition? Why is he doing this? Why is he so concerned about you know, lost history? Why does he want to put the pieces together with the Vatican? Why did he spend so many years trying to tell people how devious the Jesuit order is? And as you see in my past shows, it all plays together, all works together. And now we got this great reset. So I'm starting to look back at all the other great resets. One is the antediluvian period and the flood. And basically, we're going to just say a statement here, and it can be backed up. God basically gave the world about 1,000 years. If people say, why did God do that? He gave the man about 1,000 years to correct himself. And then you can see there was genetic manipulation of all sorts going on with man, with animals, with every possible thing on earth. And if we fast forward to today, what's the big discussion going on now? That these vaccinations causing genetic manipulations, a great reset. But let's get back to E. War Enan's North Pole mystery. We'll finish it up today, then move on to other things. Okay, let's get right back to E. War Enan.
Satanic Matrix. The recent BFG movie shows the characters jumping into another realm at a center with a giant tree.
And also remember the Avatar movies, which he'll discuss here. He's showing some pictures of them.
And notice the Aurora. Stephen King's The Dark Tower series places the magnetic Mount Meru, the Rupes Nigra, in the center. Notice the familiar map and the Arthur Rose. Look at a clip from the film.
It sends out powerful energy.
Interestingly, Stephen King also wrote another novel about life under the dome. Philip Pullman wrote a children's novel called The Northern Lights, in which the protagonist enters another realm through the Aurora. Jules Verne's Journey to the Center of the Earth sees its protagonists enter Inner Earth in the north, just beyond Iceland. We have the Wandering Mountain in The Neverending Story. Notice the rainbow. Even the production company Paramount references this in its logo. Notice the dome stars above the Paramount, the Mount Meru, Mount Zion. We see reference to Flat Earth and the Tree of Life, Mount Meru, hidden in plain sight everywhere. George Bush International Airport. The flat earth map on the ground with a huge tree of life in the center, reaching up to the dome above. Darling Gardens in Sydney, Australia. The flat earth map again, with the Antarctic ice ring and the magnetic mountain in the center. Even the central United Nations meeting room displays this imagery. Notice the starred dome above and the grand gold pillar in the center. What about flights? Wouldn't pilots have noticed if there were a huge vortex at the center of the Earth? Well, perhaps, if they actually flew over the region. Flights are restricted, we are told, because it is too cold to fly over the Arctic and Antarctic regions. They tell us they have the technology to send people out into cold space, but not to cross the polar zones. In fact, a closer look at flight paths more generally exposes their heliocentric lie. On a globe Earth, South Africa to Australia should be a straight path over the Indian Ocean. They could even refuel at Madagascar if necessary. But no such flight exists. They all stop off at Dubai, Hong Kong, or Malaysia. A huge detour that makes no sense on a globe, but makes complete sense when looking at a flat earth map. It's the direct flight path on flat earth. We are running out of time. It is important to acknowledge the remaining and resistant beauty of our world, despite the vast amount of barbaric quarrying. It is undeniable that our flat earth quarry retains aspects of beauty, sometimes so powerful it is described by humans as breathtaking. Although we are a species born out of the barbaric behavior of those who destroyed the Earth, carbon 12 is not the entirety of our biological design. Like the land, we retain elements of the good, which can be traced back to divine creation, or what is called God. Whether you view God as a being, vibration and magnetism itself, or something else does not matter. God is the source, the intelligence that designs and creates. Hexagonal efficiency is just one geometric design found in living organic matter. There is a sequence and ratio underpinning all geometric shapes, life, and matter itself. These are the Fibonacci sequence and the golden ratio. The Fibonacci sequence, the mathematical sequence of adding the last two numbers that came before, starting with one. As the sequence continues, a constant ratio of 1 to 1.6 appears. This is called the golden ratio and continues indefinitely. So imagine what a 1 to 1.6 ratio looks like. Compare it to a 1 to 1 ratio. Any rectangle with any two of the numbers of this Fibonacci sequence forms what is known as the golden rectangle. A perfect rectangle. This rectangle can be broken down into squares, the size of the next Fibonacci numbers. Similarly, if you construct the rectangle with the 1 to 1.6 ratio and begin to make incremental golden ratio points within that, you end up with the same results as the Fibonacci sequence. If you divide each with an arc, then the pattern begins to take shape. We see Fibonacci's spiral, the spiral in and of itself. A spiral, spiraling out at the sequential ratio of 1 to 1.6. Fibonacci's spiral is literally found everywhere in the natural world, on both a microcosmic level and a macrocosmic level.
This is where you need to go to the video.
It is the blueprint of all creation. It is not a coincidence that the entire education system pretty much ignores the golden ratio and golden spiral. We are not taught about this because the inevitable conclusion of understanding the omnipresence of this ratio is to acknowledge intelligent design and creation. It is the fingerprint of God. When viewed from above, the toroid takes on the shape of a spiral. Your brainwashing and programming has to have such a powerful grip over you if you think for 1 second our flat earth itself would not take on the same ratio and patterning. A golden spiral, concentrating into a central vortex at the North Pole. Do you see how they have taken the fingerprint of God, the spiral, and corrupted it through the most evil act that can be committed? The rape, torture, and murder of a child and drinking its blood. How to continue after discovering such evil exists and the deceptions cast upon humanity? What to do when things fall apart? When down becomes up and up is now down? When those you trusted the most deceived you and let you down? When the storm comes, center yourself. Return to the center. And not in the way they tell you. There is a reason the satanic cabal pushes things like meditation and want you to participate in blind positivity. There is a reason that most organizations now subscribe to this narrative and ask you to attend to your well-being. They want you to accept that reality is stressful and full of corruption, to normalize it, and tell you the antidote is forced relaxation, to switch off and ignore, and forced positivity, which in reality is just to ignore the matter at hand and replace it with delusional positive thoughts. In other words, to turn a blind eye. The eye is a microcosm of flat earth itself, with the pupil at the center, giving you sight. Center yourself, but not through their methods. There is only one way to achieve centrality and stillness. The eye of the storm, immutable and still, while all around it energetic rage. The tree trunk, steadfast as the wind rattles its branches. The truth is objective. It cannot move, cannot bend, cannot fall apart. It is positively charged. It stands up to any counter-argument. And because of this, the truth is pure and is fixed. The fixed center of being. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. And knowing the world we live in, the journey to the center is going to be the journey of a lifetime. It's here, the end of the rabbit hole, the end of our small journey. There is so much we did not get to cover. But I hope you will not forget over time and keep on searching. Did I accomplish what I set out to achieve? Am I wiser? Do I know more? Perhaps a little. But the more truth I discovered, the less I truly know. The truth humbles and puts me in my place. But it is not a place of dislocation that believing in the Ein Sof heliocentric model of nothingness produces in an individual. You probably want to ask if I now believe in God. If you need to ask that question, then you haven't been paying attention. I didn't tell you before because I knew I wouldn't need to. But this isn't really an ending for me or for yourself. For I know that something in you, viewer, has forever changed. Whether it's your entire perspective of the earth, or just a small fraction of something that may nag at you during the late nights when sleep doesn't come. This isn't goodbye. And this is not an exit. It's actually the beginning. You're not really leaving the rabbit hole. You cannot leave the rabbit hole now. You've seen too much. The road doesn't end here. It's just a brief pause at the crossroads of another entrance to another rabbit hole. The journey of a lifetime. And who knows where it will lead you, viewer. But let's hope it's closer to the center.
Okay, Greg Anthony back, and we got a few seconds here. We're not over. No, it isn't over. Just to clarify, he has put together 13 episodes. I hear through the grapevine that he's working on some other things. A good starting point for your research. And we'll continue with some other lost history. Man, there's so much of it. I sometimes never understand where to begin. But anyway, I think you get the drift. And come back, because it's a good way to center yourself, as he said, and to basically get through that narrow gate. Back tomorrow on the Greg Anthony Show here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Somewhere
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our Listen and Schedule pages on the Internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com. and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. At least 19 people died from an apartment complex fire in the Bronx borough of New York.